Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey, y'all. Are you an avid listener to My Doula Micah? And you want to be more involved? You want to support? You want to be a subscriber? You want to get ad-free podcasts? You want to see some video content or never-before-seen footage, extra additional content, maybe even some merchandise at a discounted price, and you want to benefit from that? Then go to patreon.com/mydoulamicah and jump in to the fun. Hey, y'all. Guess what's around the corner? That's right, the holidays. Super, super excited about that. And I am highlighting a friend of mine today. She's a multi-business owner, Heather Rust. And she has Tiny Hearts 4D Imagery and Luxury Photography and Tiny Hearts Boutique, which just opened up in Saronia's. She is also a rapid fire sports photographer. And she just recently opened the Blossom Shop in Clifton, Texas. This is focusing on all of your important events and special occasions. You can look her up for weddings, baby showers, and hint, hint, with the holidays around the corner, for that special Christmas holiday event. That is Heather Rust at Blossom Shop Clifton. So a few weeks ago, I started talking about kind of like the series of what I'm passionate about. And I've discovered in my life that I can only be passionate about a few things. I can't be passionate about everything. And so I've highlighted a few of those over the last several weeks. You can go back and check some of those out. And this is probably my last one that I'm doing. And this one is titled, Damn It, Just Be Honest. And I know that might sound funny to some of y'all, but I just got to tell you, I hate lying. I hate pretending. I don't like people that are not living in reality, if they're hiding. I mean, I've gotten burned. I'm the kind of person that really does believe the best about somebody. I believe in second chances. And, you know, when someone is not being authentic and someone is not being honest, I just struggle. I just really have a hard time, again, because I've been burned by liars in the past. And it's just, I don't know. It's just something I'm very passionate about, to the point to where, as a parent, I established this disciplinary rule, essentially. So, you know, when every kid is going to dabble in lying, by the way. And if you didn't hear my parenting episode, go back and listen to that. I think it was last week's episode. So I won't go into too much about the parenting part, but I did establish this because I hate lying so much. So if my children disobeyed about something, but then they came to me and were honest and confessed, or if I asked them about it, they didn't lie, they were honest, whatever the original offense was, they were not going to get in trouble. And I told them that. They knew that. If they, whatever it was, yes, I did take the cookies after you told me not to take them. Okay, thank you for being honest, honey. I really appreciate that. Let's not do that anymore. But I'm so proud of you for not lying. Really, that's how it went. And my kids knew it. That's how much I hate lying. And I didn't want my kids to, you know, struggle with that. And so honestly, the reason that I think people lie, I think it goes all the way back to the beginning. Like, they weren't allowed to make mistakes. They weren't allowed to struggle and be flawed. Again, this goes back to parenting. And so I wanted my kids to know that, hey, mistakes and struggles are a part of life. Not doing the right thing is a part of growing. That's going to happen in our lives. But covering it up, lying about it, that is going to be a detriment for many reasons. One, it's a detriment to you. as a person to be lying. And I'm going to get into a few more details about that. But it's a detriment to the relationship of the person you just lied to. Okay. So for my kids, when they were dealing with that, now I'm having a hard time trusting you about anything you say, unfortunately. I mean, it carries a lot of weight when you start lying, and especially when that comes to light that you've been lying. And now I'm asking a question, I'm pursuing something, and I can't believe you. And I can remember really getting into it with a couple of my kids. And I mean, them feeling the stress of the fact that their mom doesn't trust them and doesn't believe them. It was miserable. And I said, listen, you laid in that bed, you made that bed, right? And so to make it right, you've got to start showing me how honest you're going to be and start telling the truth more often so that you can gain that trust back, right? So it's very detrimental to our relationships when we're not being honest and really not coming clean and telling the truth. You know, maybe you're a people pleaser and that's why you aren't honest and you're not authentic. It's because you're trying to put your best foot forward. Maybe you're afraid of punishment or judgment, and so you do it to protect yourself. And again, most of that probably stems from when you were younger or very specific encounters or experiences that you had where it was so negative and so unpleasant that you are like, I'll never go back to that again. And it's not safe, right, to be flawed. It's not safe to, to not be perfect because you're going to be judged, you're going to be rejected, you're going to be punished or whatever. And all of that makes sense. And all of that has validity to it, right? But if you're a grown adult and you're still struggling with lying, then honestly, you need to take a hard look at that. And I'm going to cover a few more details about that in just a few minutes. Okay, so hey, I am highlighting my friend Heather Russ today and all of her businesses, and she's got several. She actually opened up her Tiny Hearts 40 imagery after her own personal loss of one of her twin boys. And it was so obviously devastating to her that she found herself with, you know, future pregnancies and meeting other people, you know, just people afraid and who had also encountered loss, you know, of, hey, is my baby okay? And so she opened up this elective ultrasound studio, elective ultrasound studio. Okay. And she did this for people to really have peace of mind that everything with their child was okay. You can get the 4D imagery 6 weeks, as early as 6 weeks, and of course up. You can also, she offers a package. It's called an unlimited package. And this means that you purchase this and you can come into her studio anytime you want and get that 40 imagery. Okay. So I'm gonna break it down a little bit to you. When you go to your doctor's office with the hospital, you're probably going to get a 2D black and white image. 3D is like a still image, a photo that you can take home with you. And 4D is actually a video. And then now she also offers 4D with high definition, HD, which is live. And it has the very updated, more realistic skin tone of the baby. It's so amazing what they can do now. And it's incredible. And Heather loves this part of her business and what she does. So Heather is going to be giving you a 15% discount when you mention my podcast to schedule a scan, any kind of scan that you want to do. And so that's super, super exciting. Make sure that you check her out at Tiny Hearts 4D Imagery and Luxury Photography. Alrighty, so back to, damn it, just be honest. Oh my gosh, I love that title. Because that's actually how I feel, y'all. That's actually how I feel. And I said I was going to get into a few more details about lying and why it's detrimental to you as a person. Actually, things are going on in your brain. Like they've done lots of studies and scanning the brain for different activity and things that happen. Okay, so they did this one study where they're scanning someone's brain and there's, you know, they have the opportunity to lie. Okay. And so the first time that they lie, because they felt so guilty and so bad. There was lots and lots of brain activity. Then as the experiment went on, now there's more opportunities to lie. They continue to lie. Not only were their lies more severe, there was less brain activity, drawing them to the conclusion that you, the first time it's like a high, like gambling, you know, you got away with something. But the more it goes on, the high goes away. And now dishonesty is going to increase in your life because you become dull to it. It doesn't have any weight to you anymore. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand and know about lying. It's again, especially as an adult, you keep lying about your life, about what you've done and hiding from people, not being authentic. You know, like I said, you just become dull to it. Your senses are dull to it. You probably don't even know you're lying anymore. People who are extreme liars, they're lying to themselves. Like they're believing the lies they tell, right? As part of who they are, as part of their story, as part of their life. And that, again, makes it really, really tough to have an authentic relationship with someone. For me, that's what has happened is, listen, if you can't even be honest with yourself, and then now we're going to try to have a conversation or a relationship, why would I believe what you're saying to me? How can I trust you as a person? You're certainly, it's obviously self-protecting, but it's selfish. And you're not taking into consideration the people around you and the effect that you're having on them, right? Lying, it's more than just a flaw, guys. It's a character issue, and it is it continues to breed more bad behavior. Can you see that? So like if I'm lying about one thing, it works. I didn't get caught. I got away with something. Now I'm going to start lying about other things. And then now the lies turn into, I start lifestyle behavioral patterns of things that maybe I wouldn't have chosen, things that I wouldn't have done. But because I know I can lie and get away with whatever I want to get away with, now I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. I mean, it opens up a door, in my opinion, to now behavioral choices that are detrimental as well, right? So, you know, stealing is also kind of a form of dishonesty, right? You didn't pay for that. That's not yours. Lack of integrity for sure, but you're kind of lying about the fact that it's yours, that you own it. You didn't purchase it. It wasn't given to you. You stole it. You're that's dishonest. And it just keeps going in cycles. It just keeps happening over and over and over again. And I think for me, I don't know if this is true, what I'm about to say, but for me, lying is one of the worst things you can do. It really is for me, because all of us are going to mess up. All of us are going to have mistakes or have sin, or we made a terrible choice in our life. All of us. No one can escape that. But what we can escape is not being authentic and honest when we do have flaws, when we have made a mistake. And this is going to tie into, you know, what I've talked about before. Tap into my spiritual life and that verse that I've just learned to adopt and love, which baffled me at first, which is boast in your weaknesses. Not only don't cover them up or be forlorn, but boast in them. I have found that when I boast in my weakness, I have no reason to cover it up. I have no reason to lie about it. There's nothing to hide from because we're all flawed, because it's okay that I have mistakes. I'm relieved that I'm not perfect. I'm genuinely relieved that I'm not perfect. And so I think those go hand in hand. When you decide and embrace your humanity and that you will not escape issues in life and struggles and pain and trials and sin, you're not going to escape that, then you can be a more authentic version of yourself to yourself. It's super important. You got to know how to be honest with yourself. And I have to talk out loud if I'm going to be honest with myself. I do. I have to talk out loud.
And I'm honest with myself. I'm honest before the Lord, which is, sounds silly to a lot of y'all, especially if you are believers. You're like, God already knows, Micah. What do you mean be honest with him? Well, if I'm not facing him and looking at him and talking to him and owning it out loud to him, then I'm hiding from myself and I feel like I'm hiding from God, right? Even though I know just from a principle standpoint and biblically, he knows everything. But if I'm not actively being honest and upfront with myself and with God, there's no way I can be honest with other people. No way that I can be authentic and honest. And so I think, you know, why in the world would I put this on my podcast episode as part of things that I'm passionate about? I think because the other things I talked about that I was passionate about are all positive things. They're, you know, they have to do with my work. They have to do with parenting or my family. They have to do with my spiritual life. And this one has to do with something that I, that's negative, that's ugly. And this is something that I do feel strongly about. And so I think on my podcast, I've always said, I want you guys to know me. I want you guys to see fully who I am as Micah Burgess, not just a doula, not just a podcast host, but a person. I'm not perfect on this mic, you guys. And this is something that I felt was good for my listeners to know as a part of who I am. And it's definitely something my kids know about me. They know I hate it. And people that are close to me know that I hate it. I can't tolerate it. And honestly, I'd rather you tell me anything but a lie. Seriously. I'd rather you say, you know what? I just don't think we should be friends. Mike, I don't really like you. So I'd rather you tell me that than lie to me and continue to pretend that we have something that we don't. I want authentic relationships too, just like everybody else. And so there you go. There's my, damn it, just be honest episode. And I hope you guys got a lot out of it. I'm going to finish by highlighting my friend Heather, who owns several businesses. She owns Tiny Hearts 40 Imagery and Luxury Photography, the Blossom Shop in Clifton. She has the boutique in Saronia's and that sports photography sessions that she offers as well. You know, as Heather and I were talking about this episode, one of the things that she said is that it's really cool for her, especially in purchasing the Blossom Shop in Clifton. She does a lot of funerals. And she says it's become this full circle of life for her. It's check out Heather Rust and let her be a part of, you know, those 40 images of your unborn child, you know, the very start of life. Okay. And then, you know, now here comes birthday celebrations that, you know, maybe you're going to need florals for, or those wedding portraits that are going to be super significant and really capture memories and moments, right down to, you know, your floral needs for a funeral for people that you love that are at the end of their lives. Right. And so I love that about Heather. That just tells you a little bit about who she is as a person. She's very easy to find on Facebook, Instagram, website, Tiny Hearts. Is the best way to find her. Tiny Hearts 40 Imagery, Tiny Hearts Boutique, and then now the Blossom Shop in Clifton. Look my friend up, and you guys have a good one. Thank you for listening to My Doula Micah. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Micah. We can also get connected at MyDoulaMicah.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.